Hi. Welcome to Be the Evidence podcast with Susan Grace and Aubrey Mast. We are so grateful that you are here, that you're curious, that you're engaging, that you are questioning, and that you are showing up for conversations around consciousness and liberation and making changes that may not fit inside the box that we once lived. It truly makes that work easier for all of us with each and every one of us doing it and showing up for it. So thank you deeply. Susan and I feel very called to furthering these conversations and furthering the evolution of consciousness. So we have created a community-based forum that's called BeTheEvidence.live. You can find it at www.BeTheEvidence.live. And in this forum, it is jam-packed with all of the tools and the support that Susan and I personally use to get us through navigating these changes in energies. So when you become a member, you get access to Susan texting astrological changes as they happen and giving us handlebars to hold on to so we can navigate those changes in energies. There's also daily astrology readings that are done for the collective consciousness that are tapped in to what the energies are exposing that day. There's also presence practices that are very similar to the things that you hear coming up in the podcast, with actual rituals to use. And there are recipes that help support the changes, whether it be detoxifying or cleansing or grounding into your body, to help your body adjust to the astrological changes as well. There are guided meditations there for you to plug into and listen to whenever you want. They help ground you into this experience of being a human being with amongst all of these changes. There are also daily tarot cards pulled to help give another way of navigating the changes. Susan and I also host weekly live calls for all the members. We recently just did a 2019 overview for all of our members, and we covered the eclipses and the retrogrades and the nodes. And that is really a way that we connect with all of the members and give them a platform and give ourselves a platform for understanding what are the energies that are being exposed and how do we navigate them? How do we surf these waves? If this is something that interests you, we would love to see you. You're welcome to join us at any point in time. We're really grateful that you're showing up in any and every way that you do. Thank you. Enjoy the podcast. Hi.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we're in the eclipse window. Wow.
I feel like being such a smartass and being like, wait, what? Really? We are? Like, all of these changes are coming out of nowhere? Wait, huh? I feel like I'm going to come out of my skin at any given moment. Oh, I didn't realize.
We're recording this on, what day is it?
Wednesday. The 9th. Yep.
Wednesday the 9th.
Yep.
The first of two eclipses in this series happened on the 5th. So we're 4 days out. I'm getting a lot of messages from people going, what is happening? And I have to keep saying, it's the eclipse. It's the eclipse. It's not done. It's not done. We're in that eclipse. We're in the first eclipse window all the way until the next one on the 21st. Although halfway through, we'll start to feel the next eclipse pulling on us. But then we're not out of the whole eclipse series until the next eclipse season. So everybody just needs to get used to this. This is kind of where we live, especially in these eclipses. The first eclipse was a new moon solar eclipse at 15 degrees Capricorn while we had a grand trine water. So it was Venus in Scorpio and Chiron at 28 Pisces and North Node at, I think it was 26 degrees Cancer. That grand trine water plus a whole lot of activity, including an eclipse around the South Node in Capricorn. This is where we live for 2019. If you want to hear the full details of 2019, we've got part one and part two on replay at betheevidence.live for our members. And that has a whole lot of information, but generally speaking, this South Node stuff around Capricorn and all that activity in water, it's not going anywhere. This is kind of where we live.
Mm-hmm. The other day I was watching, I'm a science geek, and they were showing this new design that somebody had printed from a 3D printer. And it was like gills that we can wear, that if we were to drown or need to live underwater, like we could breathe just like fish do. And like they're gills that you put on your body, right? Like it's really
what wild. Does this even mean? Yeah.
Right. So wild in so many ways, but like that is the feeling that I get of like, you might as well just like get used to being in lots of water, high emotions up, things moving out, like the tides coming and going at a lot quicker pace than I think most of us would probably prefer. Mm-hmm. And sit in it and figure out, how do I breathe underwater and hold myself?
Yeah. And get used to massive change. You cannot stop it.
Right.
And I don't mean to be fear-mongering, because I don't mean that in a fearful way. This can be exciting. It can be new frontier. It can be building a new world. But this is massive change that cannot be stopped. These planets are bigger than us. They know what they're doing. And they're bringing in change that is wide sweeping. The change that's happening now will continue to crank up. And it's going to change the course of your life for everyone. Even if you try to resist it, you will have change that happens during your life and in the eclipses to come that will change everything.
Yeah. And I think it's sort of that it's just, we're constantly provided like these beautiful opportunities of choice, right? Of like choosing, if change is knocking on my door, do I hide in my bedroom, pull the blinds, go under the bed and pretend that I don't hear it? Or do I open the door, walk outside and say, hey, what do you have for me? Let's go. Right? Like it's constantly that choice of which one would you rather straddle? And obviously that's a personal decision that we can only speak of based upon where we're currently at and our own evolutions. But there's a part of me that feels like it may be easier, at least this is my perspective, it may be easier to give into the tidal waves of change, of to say, okay, you take me, tumble me. This is like that prayer of, may I understand what I cannot change? You know what I'm talking about? I don't, mm-hmm. I'm not recalling the words, but like to give it up to that there's a higher orchestration happening here and we can participate or we can hide from it. But either way, the change is happening. The orchestration is taking place no matter what.
Yeah. So it's, I don't remember. I think it's the Serenity Prayer, I think. And I think it comes from AA, I think.
Right.
And I think something about knowing the difference between what you can change and what you cannot.
There you go.
What you can, what you can't, and know the difference between the two. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's really important. It's important because there's a whole lot of areas in life where you do have control. Mm-hmm. You do. You have control over how you're going to react to energy, how you're going to react to other people. You have control over what you're going to commit yourself to. This is Capricorn kind of stuff. What are you going to commit yourself to? You have change over whether or not you're going to hold on tight to how it's always been done. And therefore you're in resistance and you will be hurting. Sorry, but that's just how it is.
Right.
Or are you willing to pivot and adapt to a new way and recommit to a new direction? We have control over these things. We have control over our self-care, North Node and Cancer. Mm-hmm. We have control over what we're going to stand up against and for. Uranus and Mars in Aries, and Chiron's going to move into Aries in February. We're going to have to start standing up for the fact that we've got to heal how we've hurt ourselves and each other. We have control over that too. There's lots of control to be had. But you can't make Pluto jump its ass over to Leo. You can't. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Pluto is in Capricorn. So is Saturn. Jupiter will join. The eclipses are happening there. You can't undo that. It's happening. And no matter how much self-confidence or determination or stubbornness or unwillingness you have to adapt, however you want to be, you're still not as big as a planet.
Right.
You're just not. Honor, I mean, I think it's important to honor that and to respect it. And in particular, I mean, as we're recording, the sun is about to cross Pluto. It's mm-hmm. going to do it tomorrow when this goes up. And in the next 4 hours as we're recording, so when this goes up, it will have already happened, the moon's going to go into Pisces. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're an ending, or maybe more than one ending, and it's a big ending, okay? Big endings are happening. But that also means that new beginnings are coming in too. And the moon going into Pisces, triggering Neptune, and then Chiron, and then the trine into the North Node in Cancer. I mean, we're going to be under constant, constant waves of heal anything up that's stopping you from pivoting. Heal anything up that's stopping you from accepting unlimited possibilities from Jupiter and Venus and Sagittarius. What is it? What is hurting you? What is hurting you? What is stopping you from understanding that life has got you? Is it disappointment? Is it trauma? Is it weariness?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Have you dropped yourself? Have you forgotten self-care? Do you not know what self-care is? What is it? What is hurting you into stopping from pivoting into a new direction that you can commit to and receiving unlimited possibilities? What is it?
I think it's such this beautiful balance of like the internal and the external. I was sitting with my girlfriend last night and I was talking about this very thing. And I was like, what I've realized is that I've participated in abuse cycles. And it's not even just like other people abusing me, whether it be like verbally or emotionally or physically, whatever, right? Like it's also me giving permission to it. It's me abusing myself in a lot of ways. And like to sit in that chasm of, I've participated in this, and that's where I have my own personal boundary, like on what I'm willing to receive. But then to see like the ramifications of that, of like the types of work that I've done or the types of relationships I've been in, right? Or the way that I've thought of myself, like there's this whole cyclical nature of where we put boundaries on our ability to receive all that is life, all that is willing to come in. And to be able to say it, sit in that place of like, and I'm done. Here's my end point. And to actually like on a cellular level be like, and I mean it. I am no longer participating in these like doubt theories about myself, or I'm no longer participating in trauma cycles, or I'm no longer showing up for abuse patterns, right? Like, or I'm no longer putting myself in relationships or work that does not serve me. Like to truly get to that place where like, it's that Kali energy. It's that Mars and Aries energy that I'm like, where you know I'm not going to be fucked with anymore. Like, this is my stop point and we're not going past it. It stops today.
Great. And then you have to follow all the way through, right? Like this exactly. Stuff in Capricorn is yep. you just say, well, I'm done. And then back right. Tomorrow, you're back at it again. Okay. Right. It's you also evaluate what stops you from getting onto a course and remaining committed. If right. You say, I'm done with this, from this moment forward, this is the way I live my life. What stops you from continuing that same attitude next Thursday? Mm-hmm. What is it? What makes you give up? What makes you think that some greater other has greater force on what you're going to do other than your own will? What stops you from saying, no, I don't care if I have other people's permission or not. I'm fucking doing this shit.
Right.
What is it? And I think that I think the node is teaching, of course, is teaching us a lot. The node was in Leo for 18 months. It takes 18 months for the node to go, North Node to go through a sign. North Node in Leo was saying, we have to get back to what lights up our hearts. Mm-hmm. What are we inspired by? What brings us joy? What makes us want to be creative beings? Now the North Node is in Cancer during all this fucking difficult breakdown and dismantling in Capricorn. And it's mm-hmm. saying, where do you need care? Come back home to yourself. Mm-hmm. Who are you? Because we become so fragmented into the hands of other people, into the experiences of trauma, into giving ourselves over to institutions, into forgetting to care for ourselves.
Right.
We become fragmented. So coming back home to yourself and understanding what you need in current moment, I think, is at the moment, the greatest power against outside expectations, traditions, influences, what we've done so far in our life, bad habits, anything that we're used to, that we're trying to break out of, like it's engulfed us in concrete. It comes back to brave vulnerability and going, wow, I'm going to have to relearn how to be human.
Yeah. And I think to me, the way I take that is also like, consciousness, right? Like if I look at the themes of where the boundaries, where I've blocked my own ability to receive is, it's the places where I've checked out, where I've stopped being conscious about what's going on. I've stopped holding that note, that energy of, I said this is done, and so therefore it's done. I've stopped, I've shut down my awareness, and I've gone on autopilot. And whenever I've personally gone on autopilot, then I start reacting from patterns and programming, right? And so like, it's coming back to ourselves, but it's also coming back to this place of overall consciousness. And that is fucking hard work. It's nonstop work to constantly be in the place of, am I conscious in this moment? Am I aware of the choice that I'm making? Am I willing to stand for it? Am I not? Am I reacting out of a place because of this is a storyline that I bought for myself? Or is this truly what my heart is telling me, my spirit is dictating to me?
Yeah, that's one of the many things that happens in midlife transits, roughly 35 to roughly 45 and into your Chiron return and even further into your second Saturn return, is you have to concentrate on continuing to evolve. Because we get stuck in our ways, because we get told this is just how life is, or this is just who you are because you've been broken and now you're going to be this way the rest of your life, or you're too old, you can't change. All of that is fucking bullshit. We have to stop doing that. Stop being like, this is my pattern, this is how I am, and this is how it's going to be from here on out. No, it's not.
Right.
No, it's not. I think that still, well, I think people who are in their midlife transits and are coming out of them, a lot of them can feel what I'm saying, but often people look at me like, I'm not sure that's true. We don't know who we are fully until we're 40. We really get it going when we're 50. I mean, when we think that it's over at 35, you are sorely mistaken. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. There is a whole lot of evolving that happens until you're in the grave. Until you're in the grave, you do not stop evolving. Right. You have to break free of anything that tells us that we have to stay this one person and that's it. That's not true.
Right. And I think that's the same thing with our realities and our lives, right? It's not that we only get to change and we also get to like evolve and become whoever we are day by day, moment by moment. There's nobody that is saying that you have to stay the same. I mean, there is. This society has said that we have to stay the same because that makes us comfortable and it makes us safe and it makes us small and it makes us contained and it makes us controlled.
But consciousness doesn't say that.
Consciousness does not say that. No, not at all. And I think that if we can maintain that note for ourselves of that I'm always evolving. Life is always evolving. This is part of an organism evolving. This is looking at the ocean. It's always evolving. Then we can start moving into that grander, and this is the bigger theme of like where I think we're headed within the next several years is like those new ideologies, those new perspectives, those new life that we can't possibly wrap our heads around because it requires us to be in a place of consciousness that's an allowance that we are constantly unfolding at every single second.
And part of that evolution process is loss.
Mm-hmm.
You lose your old self. You lose your old ways. You lose a building. You lose a loved one. You lose a habit. You lose a rotary phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We lose all kinds of things. And we have to be willing to understand that it's because new is coming in. It is challenging to be a practitioner during times like this, because lots of people are suddenly seeing a lot of very serious loss.
Yep.
And to be able to hold the note of, I got you. I will sit with you in this loss. It's completely valid. You are not alone. Right. And to help people get to the other side of, and now the new.
Yep.
Do not shut down in the loss. We need to heal all the way through this and allow the full process of evolution and transformation to take place. Loss is only part of the process. There is a resurrection that happens too. Mm-hmm. There's growth that happens. There's new that comes in. Uranus going into Taurus, we're going to have new that comes in that's going to blow our minds. Yep. Seriously. And then we get into Pluto and Saturn going into Aquarius in the next couple 6 years. That's going to get nuts. And a little bit. I mean, especially, I mean, like people who are like my age and older, we're going to be like, what? And so we have to get used to it. We have to get used to it. It's hard to say get used to loss, but all I'm saying, I'm not saying get used to loss because you're going to lose everything. Although philosophically you are. Nothing is forever. What I'm saying is that get used to the process of things falling away in order for the new to come up.
Yeah, I was, it's so funny that this conversation's coming up. So yesterday I had some personal stuff going on and I was sitting with them. Just that energy of loss and not knowing where I fit in with it, right? And I kept hearing a teacher of mine that I sat with for a while that was like, what would it take for you to be willing to lose it all in order to step into everything that you've never known that you could have or be? And like that energy of like, am I really willing to lose it all? Like, am I really willing to risk everything for a greater liberation that I can't even possibly fathom? Like, that's a really deep question to get into of like, am I willing?
Right. But also, but really think about the question. The question wasn't, are you willing? It's what would it take?
Right. Right.
Sure. I'm willing, but what's going to make me do it?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then to be an allowance of it and then to say, okay, yeah, I can be an allowance of it. I don't know what it will take, but I'm sure shit going to be shown it because I'm asking and trying to orchestrate within consciousness. I'm asking spirit, please show me, what would it take for me to step into the place of liberation beyond what I've ever dreamed possible? It just may take losing your identity. It may take losing your work. It may take losing the relationship that you thought was completely solid. It may take losing things that you thought were so sturdy that you could stand upon and then see that they start shaking underneath you. It may take that, but then on the other side of it is like this beautiful place of liberation.
I'm quite certain that we have the ability to develop the practice of invoking, totally upending what we're doing with our lives and going into new because we feel like it. Right. Just like turnover soil between crops, right? Like you can actively decide to do that. I have no doubt that we can learn how to do that.
Right.
But in my experience and in watching other people, we often have to get forced to do it.
Oh yeah.
It's by being like, oh my God, I'm in a corner. I have no choice. I have to do it now. Right. I'm literally losing everything before my very eyes. Yep. I have no choice but to be willing or go down with it.
It's true. I think as practitioners, like especially for me within the health field of like most of the time when we talk about people making lifestyle changes because they are diabetic or because they have heart disease, right? Or because they've had a stroke or whatever, they have cancer, whatever it is. It's usually that moment where there's the diagnosis. They've been in the hospital. There is some pushing factor into all of a sudden, oh no, now I'm taking control. Now that's not how I want to end up. So now I'm reining it back in and I will do everything possible to change it.
Yeah. And I feel that. I feel that energy. I mean, I've learned to feel the wisdom within that energy. Whenever I no longer have a choice, I've learned to be grateful towards it. Like when that starts to happen, when I look up and I'm like, oh fuck, I don't have a choice anymore. I've learned to be like, okay, thank you. Got it. Mm-hmm. Because something bigger than me is saying, we are no longer asking you. We are telling you, this right. is not a negotiation.
Right.
I kind of like that moment. I don't want to have the ability to negotiate my way out of it. Like tell me today or never. And I'll be like, okay, got it.
Yep. That's the way we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other day I was reading something and I think this is just like, everything that we're going through right now is about the, you know, that whole saying of like, when you're ready, the caterpillar becomes the butterfly. How little we really talk about that place where you, where the decision has been to go into the cocoon to become a butterfly. But then you're in that cocoon in the waiting of like, am I going to make it out to the other fucking side? Am I always going to be in darkness? Do I get to actually, like, what are wings? Do I get to fly around? I have no idea. Like, am I going to get to, what, how do I even feed myself?
Yeah. Like, this is life now, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Like that place of sitting in that, and it's like that juxtaposition, right? Like, and I think that's what the energy of like this eclipse window feels like to me. Of like, I can't go back. I can't go forward. I'm just sort of here trying to figure it out, but I'm not figuring anything out. All I'm supposed to be doing is just watching everything that's taking place.
And that's a really important point to make about all eclipse windows, but it's starting to feel very intense, particularly with this one.
Yep.
Is in between eclipses, you do not know what's happening. People mm-hmm. think they do. Even professionals think they do. But whenever we get in it, we're like, wow, it's even happening to me. Mm-hmm. You don't know everything that's going to happen. The eclipses are called the bringers of change, and they are not joking. They are bringing change that you didn't expect, that is uncomfortable, because if you expected it and it was comfortable, you would have already done it, okay? It's bringing in change that is going, it feel, to me, I equate the time in between eclipses as if you take Uranus and Mercury retrograde together and turn it up to 12. You don't know what's happening. Stop trying to figure it out. You just keep walking forward and go, okay, keep showing me.
Right.
And your favorite phrase in between eclipses, especially this one, is I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because you don't. You don't. We still have another one, and it's not until the 21st. And then we're not out of the window until 2 weeks after that when we get to the next moon. So whenever you're walking through this, to me, we talked about this in the last eclipse season. It's like, it feels like you've been set out to drift at sea with no oars, no sail, no motor, no compass, no map, no nothing, going, okay, well, fuck. Hope I make it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's that, I think we, comes back to none of that serenity prayer, but also like the holding the space internally and spiritually and externally of clear the path and show me the way, because I don't know what the path is. I don't know where it's headed, but clear it for me and just show me where I'm being delivered to.
Yeah.
And that willingness to show up in it.
And that means that you've got to trust and understand that something bigger than you, energy's bigger than you, or orchestrating something that is in your favor. That's why you're witnessing everything that's happening within your life. It always trips me out whenever we're in an eclipse season, how accurate and concentrated the messages get. If you'll just be still and stop trying to figure it out, weird stuff comes up. Like, right. Like you can hear whispers, you can see messages on notes you wrote 10 years ago and they pop up all of a sudden on your desk. It'll be on the radio, it'll be on a billboard, it'll be in a conversation you overhear with strangers, something that's directed for you. And I personally, I tell everyone I work with in readings, pay attention to everything, cling to nothing, because you don't know what's happening, but everything matters.
Mm-hmm.
And then as small and vulnerable as you can feel in the not knowing, it also, there's a reverent humbleness to it. Like, yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Whatever is orchestrating this, I'm on board. You know what you're doing. I don't.
Completely.
I do not know what this is. And so I'm down. Whatever it is these energies are doing, I'm down, because I trust that life is in my favor. And you should trust that life is in your favor. And if you're experiencing pain and loss and uncomfortable situations and traumas that are coming up that you're trying to heal, it is still in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to keep going through it.
Yeah, it's to keep going through it. And I think it's also to pay attention that, I mean, for at least this for me, when the veil is this thin and I start to see the synchronicities and I start to see the patterns and I hear the things, right? And I see the images or the colors or whatever it may be. That also reaffirms like this belief that we are divinely held. We are completely consciously supported, in that there is a bigger orchestration that's going on here that is not just me and my life, that I'm truly participating in this symphony of possibilities. And it requires depth and presence and allowance and gratitude as well, even when it is really rough to continue to walk forward.
Yeah, it's one of the themes that came up whenever we had the eclipses between Pisces and Virgo that I was saying, is that it's important to be here more, not less. Mm-hmm. And I really mean that if you will be here even more, there's assistance and guidance in the finest mundanity of life. It's not that we need to escape to get through this. It's that we need to be here more.